Hello and welcome to Leaders of Valor, Leadership Done the King's Way. And first of all, thank you so much for being here with me today. I'm Dr. Trin, and I'm an executive coach and leadership development consultant. I love, love, love doing these podcasts because it gives me an opportunity to talk to people about things that I love. Number one, God. I love talking to people about God and some of the things that he's brought to my attention as I've navigated my 30-year career. But also I want to talk about how to lead businesses, our lives, our communities, our families, our friend circles, the King's Way. And that is the premise of Leaders of Valor, leadership done the King's Way. Now, today I want to talk to you about a topic that a good friend of mine just asked about, and is something that I get approached with quite frequently. First of all, I'm not a therapist, but I am an executive coach who deals with these situations on all levels of life and in all aspects of life. And that is, everyone ain't your friend, sis. Everyone ain't your friend. Okay, so let's just talk about this because we'll get into it in a moment, but just a little quick tidbit. As you continue to progress and change yourself and grow and mature, as you become more successful, you will realize real quickly that some of the people that you surrounded yourself with back then may not be appropriate to go with you now. And that may be something you realize for different reasons, whether they leave voluntarily or involuntarily. Many of them will leave voluntarily when they see you're starting to do better for yourself and to move forward in the purpose that God has for you. Some people are not meant to be with us throughout our lifetimes. They may have been there for a season or a reason, but they're not meant to go the distance with us. So we're going to talk about that today. But before we get started, I want to, as always, have a word of prayer to invite Holy Spirit in. Father, we pray that you, Holy Spirit, impart to us what you need to relay to us, what you want us to hear, what you need for us to say, so that we all can live in the purpose that you have for us. Be here with us, speak through me, and touch the hearts of those, including myself, who need to hear exactly what you are bringing to me at this moment. I pray for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and for discernment to know who you need to be in our lives and who we may need to discard. In your name we pray. Amen. And as always, before we get started, I want to remind you, if you do not have any Bible apps on your phone, there's a very, very, very good one. It's called the YouVersion Bible app. I use it daily. Very, very good Bible app. And this Bible app can be downloaded off of any app store. YouVersion, YOU version, VERSION. And I use it and I show it every time I come on because it's a phenomenal app. And it has lesson plans and readings for the day and thoughts for the day and little mini sermons. But if you want a good Bible app, this is it. You don't have to walk around carrying the full Bible all the time. I just happen to keep one in my office. But you can use the YouVersion Bible app. And I use that when I'm out in the street because I'm not carrying this big Bible around. That's unnecessary. Technology is great. So I'm able to have the Bible in the palm of my hand in the form of the YouVersion Bible app. So I recommend you download that to keep it with you at all times. Maybe the Lord will send you a word that you want to look up, or maybe you hear something from somebody and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna look that up. You can do it in the moment if you have YouVersion Bible app. So please go ahead and download that. With that being said, we want to go ahead and get started. So this topic, y'all, everyone ain't your friend. Everyone is not your friend. In this world of social media taking precedence in our lives, and so many being able to feed into our lives, whether it's in the form of posts or comments being put on a video that you've done or a clip that you've entered, or on Meta, on Facebook, where people are signing up to be your friends or your followers on LinkedIn or Instagram or all these different venues. You know, we at some point become friend hungry and follower drunk, you know, with so many people following us and wanting to hear from us and wanting to be influenced by us. We all of a sudden use that word friend very loosely. Right. And we've been doing it for years. You know, I remember back in the 70s when I was growing up. Yes, in the 70s, when I was growing up, I remember having people in my life who I called friends. I could have met them today and they were my friends by the time I got home at 5 p.m. and told my mom and my daddy about it. Mom, I met a friend. And I remember my mom looking at me like, "That's wonderful, sweetheart. You met a friend. Oh, that's so good. What's her name?" And I didn't understand that look until I got older. I understand that look very well now. Everyone you meet is not your friend. You can have a great conversation. You can talk. You can laugh. You can chat. You can chop it up. You can do whatever. Enjoy a meal together. That doesn't make everyone who comes across your path friends, right? The purpose of me bringing this up this morning is because, number one, I think, especially in the social media world where people are so ingrained and engrossed and so set on getting as many followers and friends as they possibly can, we start to diminish and belittle that word friend. It's similar to the word love to me. You know, we throw that out very easily. Oh, I love you. Do you? Those are two words to me that should be put on a pedestal. We shouldn't put everybody in a friend category and everybody in a love category. I believe those two words are sacred. Everyone is not a friend to us. And I'm not saying it to be a negative Nancy. I'm getting to my point in a minute. But I think there has to be some discernment when using that word, especially in the realm of very impressionable teenagers and young adults, and even some older adults who are easily hurt by people who say they are friends in the moment, yet they turn their backs on them 2 minutes down the road because they don't agree with what they said, or they don't like what they're wearing, or they don't like the fact that they're hanging out with this person. If she's your friend, I'm not your friend. Those are not friends, okay? So let's go over the definition of a friend. According to the Bible, a friend sticks closer than a brother, right? And it's talking about Jesus, talking about the context of Jesus. He's a friend who sticks closer than any brother. But that word friend right there means a lot. And it is our example that we're going to use today. Sticks closer than a brother. So that means everybody who comes into your life, whether they've been there for years or whether you just met them 3 days ago, they're not automatically given the recognition of friend. They're not given that terminology. They're not given the honor of being a friend. It's great to have colleagues. It's great to have coworkers. It's great to have acquaintances. But to me, my friends are people I know I can call on any time of the day. And if I'm having a problem, we all getting together. We getting in cars, we getting on planes, we're doing whatever we have to do. How many people in our lives can we say that about? I consider friends people who will be there through thick, through thin, through good, through bad. When Trinette is having good days, Trinette is having bad days. When Trinette is disappointed, when Trinette is happy. When Trinette is being somebody nobody wants to be around, when Trinette is being somebody everybody wants to be around, a friend is someone who knows you, who's going to support you, who's going to uphold you, who is going to be there with you every step of the way. I have friends who have been there with me through family losses. I've been there with them through family losses. I've been supports through job losses. They've been my support through job changes and starting new businesses. They've been there when I've been ugly. I've been there when they've been ugly. They've been there when I've been stupid. I've been there when they've been stupid. These are friends. These are friends. Friends do not come around when the sun is shining and the birds are chirping only. Friends do not hide when you are going through it. Friends are going to be there right there with you in the bed, holding your hand, hugging you, telling you, come on, girl, get up. Let's go get dressed because we got to go do X, Y, Z. We have to do life. And I'm going to be there with you to support you through it. Friends are the ones who are going to check on you when you get a diagnosis. Friends are going to be the people who are there when your child is born. Friends are going to be the people who are going to support you even when they don't agree with you, huh? Think back to social media. If you have any kind of social media platform or website, or if you're on LinkedIn and you post something, think about something that was posted recently that was negative. Case in point, all these celebrities and all these politicians who are posting things that make absolutely no sense right now, but we're in an election year, not surprising. Think of all those individuals who are posting things right now that make you go, did you block them on social media? Or did you say, he crazy, but he my boy? I'm just kidding. A true friend is going to correct you in the moment, but they're still going to be there to support you. You know, I know of a lot of pastors who have all these huge followings of people, yet let something come out in the news and in the media. Are they really a part of your church family, or are they just along for the ride because you're popping right now? Friends are along for the ride. They're not going to block you because you had one bad day on stage. They're not going to block you because somebody somewhere made up some story about you and now they don't want to be associated with you. Nope, those are called associates, not friends. Friends are not going to turn their back on you because you say, you know what? I'm considering starting this business and I don't know how this is going to pan out. I need your support and your help. Do they go, Or do they say, girl, you got this? And even if they don't believe it, they're there to support you. Even if the business fails, they're going to be there to hold your hand through it and get you through it while you cry and snot and frown and you're upset and you don't want to get out of bed. Friends are going to be there to pull you through it. If you're somebody in high school or in college and you're worried about this individual liking you, you know, we all had a boy and or a girl, whomever, you know, in high school or in college that we really wanted to notice us. We really wanted that person, especially if they were one of the cool kids who had it all, you know, we wanted that person to recognize us. So let's say you start dating that person. And if you're in high school or in college, this is a true story for many of you. You start dating that person. And then you and your friend, because once you in, you know the rule of thumb is if I get in, then my friend cool too, right? Not always the case. But if you and your friend get incepted into what was perceived as the cool kids club, and then you can sit with them at lunch and you get invited to the parties and what have you. Let's say the cool kids tell you your friend isn't cool anymore. How do you respond to that? Do you say, well, if she ain't cool, I ain't cool. See you later. Or do you say, you know what? I'm going to shy away from her so I can stay in the cool kids club. And you're right. She doesn't dress right. Do you laugh when they joke about people who may not fit in to the circle? Or do you embody the true principles of friendship? And you say, you know what? I don't think what you're saying is appropriate. Maybe her family is going through something and maybe she can't afford the shoes we can afford right now. Friends stick closer than brothers, regardless of who enters the room. That is how you know who true friends are. If your friend can up and move away from you simply because this person doesn't like you, or because that person doesn't think you're cool, or because you made one comment on social media, which may not have been the most appropriate, Maybe you should have kept that to yourself, but you said it, and now you have 30 of your friends defriending or blocking you or restricting access because they don't want to be bothered with you. They don't want to be seen around you. Are those considered friends? I would say they're associates. They're people you have associated with who are no longer worthy of you associating with them. People make mistakes. People are human beings. Human beings are fickle, right? But I feel that friends stick with you even through your fickleness. Friends stick with you even when you don't do everything they want for you to do. They don't have to agree with you all the time to be your friend. Maybe they're going to point out something that you could be doing better, something that they feel you should have done better, and say, hey, you know what? I think you can grow in this area and I'm going to help you do it. That's what friends do. So for my friend, and I do consider a friend who sent me a message this morning, and the message basically said, there are people who all of a sudden drop out of your life. Why do your friends drop out of your life? No rhyme, no reason. They just start ignoring your calls. They don't want to be bothered. And I've had that happen, you know. And at the time, before I knew any better, you know, I considered a lot of the people I worked with years and years, I'm talking years ago, in the healthcare field. I worked with people I thought, you know, we were in orientation together and we work on the same unit together. We were nurses in this department together. So we're friends, right? We go to lunch together. We're friends. We went out to the movies a few times together. We're friends. We're cool. And then all of a sudden, they didn't want to be bothered. They stopped returning phone calls, didn't want to eat with me for lunch because they were eating with other people who may not have looked like me, may not have spoken like I do, may have been on higher levels than I was. And it hurt me because I'm like, well, wait a minute. What did I do to, didn't even get a response to, why are you ignoring my calls? What did I do to upset you? Nothing. It was as if I never existed. So are those friends who stick closer than a brother? No, those are acquaintances. Those are coworkers, which is the box I should have put them in, but I didn't know any better, right? We want to have friends at work. We want to have friends in our neighborhoods. We want to have friends at school. But everybody doesn't fit into that category. We have to be very careful and discerning as to who we allow in our friend circle. Friends to me are just as close as my siblings. I have friends who have been there from the time we were little till now. Have we always agreed? Absolutely not. Have I always done what they considered was the right thing to do? Probably not. Have they done always what I thought was the right thing? Absolutely not. But we loved each other enough to know that despite our inconsistencies, our flaws, our failures, the good, the bad, the ugly, they love me and I love them. That is what a friend is. Even when I told them things that was in confidence, I didn't have to worry about it being spread to 10 other people because that's not what friends do. Even if I didn't have the best shoes, even if I didn't have the best outfits, even if my hair wasn't done like every other girl's hair was in the school, and people laugh and joke and prod at me, or laugh and joke and prod at them, I didn't do that. Why? Because I'm a friend to them. They didn't do that. Why? Because they were friends to me. You know, the Bible tells us that humans are very fickle. One day they love you, the next day they hate you. Did they really love you ever? No, they didn't. But we consider it love. And then somebody can walk away from us in 10 minutes flat simply because somebody else is more lovable, right? We've all been in those situations where somebody claimed they loved us and claimed they were our friend only to turn their back on us at the drop of a hat. And I want to pose to you today, maybe they were never in love with us. Maybe they were never friends with us. If they're sticking around simply because of what you can offer them, or the status you can give them, or the appearance of what they feel will benefit them in the moment. Case in point, I know a lot of people who had a lot of money, and situations during a pandemic caused them to lose a lot of that money. They lost their wives. Some of them lost their husbands. And most of them lost their friends because they could no longer afford to fly friends here, there, and everywhere. They could no longer afford the spa days. They could no longer afford to go to five-star restaurants and five-star hotels and take them on ski trips. And then their friends happen to disappear. They lost their houses, and their friends in the neighborhood didn't want anything to do with them. They were found whispering about them as opposed to upholding them, uplifting them, and saying, girl, we got this. So what? You have to start over. I'm going to be there with you, and we're going to get through it together. So maybe what I am posing today is everyone who say they're your friend, maybe they're not our friends. Everyone who presents themselves as people who love us, maybe they don't. The litmus test, do you stick around when things get rough? If we have a disagreement, do you shut down? Do you not contact me anymore? Do you never come around? Are you somebody who can't get past what you want and what you think to salvage the relationship? If so, I wouldn't call that a friend or a loved one. I would call that an associate. So for those who had relationships where people treated them wrongly, who they considered friends, please understand you are not alone. The best example to ever walk this earth, Jesus Christ himself, had this very situation go on. He surrounded himself with people who were close to him, people he shared life with, people he did everything with, people who traveled with him, who were around him 24/7, yet some in that very circle betrayed him. Now, if they betrayed Jesus, what are they going to do to us? While he gave them everything, they turned their backs on him in a moment for money, for more clout, for more status, because they didn't always agree, because he needed this from them and they weren't willing to give it. Who are we to think differently, right? We're going to have the same situations. The whole reason that is put in the Bible is to show us, it's an example for us to show us that we are going to go through the same here on this earth. There will be people who pretend to be our friends simply to get the status or simply to get a benefit that we can give them. I've had friends who simply needed papers written for them to get their graduate degrees. And once that was done, you didn't hear from them. I've had friends who needed me to do reference letters for them to get them into certain Ivy League schools. And once they got in, well, you can discard that because we're no longer friends. In contrast, I've had one of these same individuals who did very well in a very prestigious school, did well. When I needed that individual to do a reference for me, nowhere to be found, didn't even get a return reply on an email. Nothing. So are these friends, are these associates who want to use you for what you have in the moment, who want to use you for who you are in that moment, for what you can get them, for the attention you can get them, or even to be a placeholder until they feel they can get better? Think about that. So as we live in this society of you're my friend and I'm your friend and I have 6 million friends and 20 million followers, think about it. One false move, one false post, one post that really ruins it for you. How many of those people are going to stick around? Litmus test. Those are not your friends. The people who leave are not your friends. Those are associates. Those may be people who have access to you on social media. Those may be people with access to you in your community. Those may be people that you share a block with. But if they turn their backs on you, regardless of the situation, they are not friends. They're associates. And I think we must have relational intelligence and be able to understand where people truly fit. I'm so grateful that years ago I got the revelation that everyone who calls himself friend will not have access to me in that manner. Only certain people get access to me, and I hope the same is for you. And if not, it's okay. You can start today. There are certain people you let into your life in that manner, who you let get close to you in that manner, and others you do not. Be very discerning. Be very wise as to who you're letting in your inner circle. Even Jesus had an inner circle. Yeah, he had disciples, and please believe me, he had more than 12. The 12 are the ones we know, but he had women in his circle. He had people from different backgrounds. People who were considered Gentiles were in his circle, but he also had that inner circle. He had friends and associates, but he had an inner circle. Peter, James, and John. Those are the people he held closer than any other. So I would say they are spheres of access that we should allow people to have. The inner circle, my family's the inner circle, my friends who I've grown up with, people I know I can share who I truly am with and I don't have to put on a facade with. Those are the people who are in my inner circle. Then there are associates and then just people I know, you know. So consider that today. If someone has turned their back on you, has walked away from you, regardless of what the situation was, friends are going to work it out. Friends are going to sit and talk. We're going to figure this out. But if they walk away and, you know, and in this age of gaslighting and people trying to pretend everything is your fault when they knew they were wrong, we all know and have those in our families, in our friend circle, and our associates. We know those individuals, right? Let's get to a point where we know who true friends are, who true loved ones are. And don't let everybody have access to your inner circle. Don't let everybody have access to you on that level until they prove that they are truly friends, until they are truly worthy of being called a loved one or a friend, and you putting that much energy into them and vice versa. The same one's true for us. I don't believe everybody should call me a friend off the bat. You don't know me. We may not mesh that well. There may be times when I'm like, you know what? This person ain't for me. And you may feel the same way about me, right? It goes both ways. But I feel that we must be discerning, especially today, in what we're letting in and who we're letting in. So if you have somebody, as my friend pointed out, if you have somebody who can just up and walk away from you, no rhyme, no reason, no callback, they were never your friend to begin with. Chalk it up and move on with your life. I feel this way. I'll give you one opportunity. And then at that point, you were never worthy of my time to begin with. So it's okay. And it's okay to put people where they belong in the right box. Put them in the right box. There are friends who will stick closer than brothers. There are friends who are going to be there regardless of what you've done, regardless of what you're dealing with. They will be there. Those are the friends you put your energy into. I just want to remind us of that in today's world where the word friend is thrown around and the word love is thrown around very freely. Be cognizant of who you're calling a friend and who you're allowing to come in. If they hurt you and there is no remorse, if they do things and try to gaslight you and make it feel like you're the problem, these are not friends. And put them in the right box. Far, far, far away. Sit it in the corner or go and store it somewhere else because those people don't deserve, they haven't earned the right to be called friends or loved ones, right? But your friends will support you, uphold you, uplift you, and be there for you regardless. Don't let it get you down if they walk away. If they walk away, maybe it was God's doing. Maybe he showed you something that you couldn't see on your own. So he caused them to walk away from you in that moment. It's going to serve you well in the future. He wouldn't allow someone to walk away from you who should be in your life. And if there are people who are truly meant to be in your life and truly meant to be there to support you, and you could not get where he needs you to be without them, there would be no walk away. There would only be an embrace. Even if you don't always agree, even if you don't always see eye to eye, those are the individuals who are going to stick around. They're going to be there for the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I've had all three. But I have friends who are constantly around who will be there regardless. They are friends. They are my loved ones. They will be there regardless. And I will be there for them regardless. And those are the people who deserve, who have earned your time and your energy. Everyone who walks away, let them keep walking. They weren't meant to be in your life to begin with. So I just want to leave you with that. Remember, those who stick closer than brothers, those who will be there for you, regardless of what you did, regardless of what you said, you're going to work it out. We're friends. We don't just say goodbye over something stupid. No, we're going to be there for each other. Those are your true friends. Those are the people you call friends and loved ones. So don't get too caught in the weeds with people who walk away from you. Okay. Okay. It's all right. You're going to be okay. Unless this is your twin who's joined at the hip with you, you're going to be okay if people walk away. You're going to be okay. It's okay. Everyone is not meant to go where you're going. Everyone is not meant to ride where you're riding. Everyone cannot rise where you're rising. Eagles, I've been thinking about this all week, and I guess it's for this very moment. See how God works? There are very few times when I've seen eagles fly in groups of 20. Everybody can't go where the eagle goes. Hawks can't go where the eagles go. Robins can't go where the eagles go. They soar. Sometimes you have to leave the others behind to get to where you can soar. Those who are like-minded, who are eagles with you, yeah, you're going to see them up there with you. But others, leave them behind. You know what I'm saying? Leave all those scavengers on the ground, because that's what they are. Leave the scavengers on the ground. Leaders of valor, soar high. And only other leaders of valor will be up there with you. You know, all those birds who feed on negativity and the flesh of others and rotting carcasses, leave those on the ground and you soar high. You're going to reach the sky. You're going to go where he's purposed for you to go. But sometimes we have to realign ourselves with the right people and get rid of those who are not right for the purpose. They are not appropriate for the time in which we are currently living, the place that we are currently trying to go to. So leave them behind and soar high above it. If they walked away, they were meant to. If he left, he wasn't right for you. If she left, she wasn't the one. If it's that easy for somebody to leave you, they're not your loved ones and they're not your friends. Focus on that as we go throughout this week. And I want to remind you, we're in Women's Appreciation Month. I appreciate all the great women in my life. I'm so grateful and so thankful for you. I would not be who I am without you. And most importantly, we would not be who we are without God, number one, Jesus giving his life for us and living an example to show us how it's done, right? And also without the ancestors who came before us, who set examples for us, who were able to live lives even in the roughest conditions. They did it. They soared, even though people tried to hold them down. People tried to make them vultures and predators, but they soared above all of that. And they flew high so that we can fly even higher. Remember to thank those in your lives who are phenomenal women. Remember to thank them and also remember to be a phenomenal person in return for them, because they deserve that. As leaders of valor, I want you to remember to live for purpose, in purpose, on purpose, and with purpose. I want us to remember. I want me to remember. I want you to remember that we matter. We have a purpose. We are special. And those who are meant to be in our lives will go the distance with us. Remember that as we go throughout the upcoming days, weeks, months. Remember, be an eagle, soar high. Those who are eagles will go with you for the journey. Love you so much. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. Take care.